I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
Welcome to Monday's show. I'm going to get you some of that peanut butter ice cream for your dog and you. I think I worry about Minnie when I see her face in your Instagram story.
Look, if you don't know what Scott's banging on about, take a listen.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Here we go. Good morning.
Here we go. Another week, Monday. We're kicking off the week right. And I tell you, 6 days until Mother's Day, Sarah. Get excited.
That's right. Yesterday was the first Sunday in May. And you know what the second Sunday means. It means you've got to get your mother or the mother in your life a gift.
Yes. And I feel that when you're buying gifts for the women in your life, you know, a lot of people just do the same old, same old. Mm. So I would like to maybe offer a few suggestions. I know we have a lot of tradies listening. We have a lot of great men that tune into our show.
People who we assume need our unsolicited help.
No, but you know how for Mother's Day, you know, you get bombarded with all the ads, like slippers and like robes and pajamas.
I mean,
and
they all
stuff.
Have a place, but sometimes you need to go a little bit left of centre, don't you?
Yes. So, okay, this is what's on my list.
Okay.
I have fallen victim to those ads on Instagram for weighted blankets. Have you heard about them?
Oh, those ones that are supposed to calm you?
They're supposed to calm you. They're very heavy. I think they have like some like beads in them or something. Or like, I don't know, small hand weights.
You are someone who burrs up very quickly. So if you get that, I just kind of imagine dating the boys being like, get the weighted blanket and then throwing it over you like a fisherman casts
yes.
a net.
And then, calm down. It's like the equivalent of a tranquilizer dart.
and then it lands on you.
So I want a weighted blanket.
Should we get one for the studio?
Maybe.
Yes, guys, bring me one. A weighted blanket would do me good. I also have my eye on the new Jats/Cadbury blocks. You know how Cadbury and Arnott's have collaborated?
No,
they're doing iced Vovos, Sarah, in a block of chocolate.
Sorry, can I interrupt very rudely here? Jets. Is this going anywhere, or are you just listing
just
the things?
I'm telling people what. I'm
you want for Mother's Day.
She's actually going to ask you to cut this audio and send it to Dane at the end.
In the hope that our gentleman callers, hold on, what? Okay. We'll get an idea. Okay. This is something else I want.
Is there a high point to this break where I'll fire off a song or will this just keep
going?
Well,
I think a good idea.
Can I give you one more idea?
Okay. Oh my God.
You know what's really been on my mind?
Okay.
Castello blue cheese.
The stinky cheese.
With pear.
What is happening?
Wait!
I don't know. She's just hungry now.
With pear, a slice of pear and a good quality cracker. If you want to bundle that up and put it on a little platter for Mother's Day.
While you're wrapped in your calming blanket.
Are you
is that it? Like we just give her alcohol and cheese and put her in a blanket that weighs 7 kilos and she's happy.
Is this a real, like, this is what we're going to put in our show today moment?
Like all I wanted was tweezers with a light in them.
Oh, what a loser.
Look, I've been putting a lot of thought into what my backup career will be if radio doesn't work out. And I've developed quite a fascination with watching acrylic nail videos on Instagram, so much so that I think I could have a crack and easily become an acrylic nail technician.
So what do you mean? What are these videos about?
They're videos of up close, people's fingernails up close, where someone builds entire new nails on top of them. I'm talking turning fingernails into like chilies, red chilies.
Really?
Making them look like polar bears.
So it's like art? Is it nail art?
Yeah, it's nail art.
Okay,
yes.
And it's a close-up video shot of them painting nail polish on and doing
and
designs?
Doing art. Like one was like they actually put an ant into the tip of the nail and the ant ran around in there. Now, I'm not... That's a level of ant cruelty that I'm not down with. But this is the weird, wacky, wonderful stuff that is out there for acrylic nails. I would never, ever get them done personally because there is a very high bogan level of people who have nails like that. There, I've said it. But
so do you enjoy watching the video similar to that whole ASMR? You know how people are really into whether it be... cutting soap.
Yes, because before that I loved slime videos like a 9-year-old child where people would just punch glitter or gummy bears into wads of slime and just mix it around. What's wrong with me, Lee?
Well, look, ASMR it stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, and it's when you hear a certain sound or watch certain vision and it gives you a tingling sensation, almost like a satisfaction, a frisson, if you will. That's French for goosebump.
Oh, I thought that was a cake.
A what?
A cake. Oh, that's frisson. A friand.
That's a friand, so or close. A macaron. Anyway, it gives you a really pleasing sensation to watch something like slime. It's a bit, it's that all those sensory things. It's a really big deal. Like on YouTube, people go crazy for that, and you seem to be one of those people.
Also, I love how acrylic nail salons smell. I love it. Whenever I walk past them, I'm just
really?
Like, I love that smell.
Okay. So what, are you going to do something on your nails? Are you going to put this?
No, I'm just going to watch other people do it. I'm just telling you. I'm just sharing a little piece of my heart for you. Do you have anything similar?
No. No, I'm not. You know that I'm not a very tactile person.
You don't want me to put an ant in the tip of your nail? You don't want me to make your pinky a chili?
No, I do not.
Sure.
I could be swayed.
Just if anyone's playing along at home, the French word frisson actually means shiver, thrill, or to be cold.
That's right. Well, I said goosebump, yeah. Scotty.
But it turns out
And it's
out
not
that
frisson, it's frisson.
You were wrong.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Taylor Swift has released a new banger called Me. And in her song, she does something really quite bizarre. And she says this. Take a listen. Hey kids, spelling is fun. Okay, did you hear that? She says, hey kids, spelling is fun.
Mm-hmm. Now, this could be gearing up the nation for NAPLAN.
Possibly. Possibly, Sarah.
Maybe that's what Tay Tay's done in writing this.
And I really enjoy spelling. I remember in grade 3, that's 1988, I won the spelling bee.
Wow.
And at the time, I thought I was being punished because as the words were being dished out, kids were being sort of sent to sit on the mat, the ones that were failing.
The losers.
But I thought they were the winners.
Yeah.
And I felt so self-conscious that I was the last child at the desk and I thought they're making me practice more. I didn't know that it was a competition.
But you were the winner. I remember when that show Spelling Bee was out and I took it so competitively I had to stop watching it because I was really getting quite angry at the six-year-olds who were beating me. So let's have an adult-to-adult Spelling Bee.
That was a confession, wasn't there? So I've got the words.
Because they're so good.
I'm actually getting words fed through to me.
Okay.
So it's just like a normal Spelling Bee competition. Sarah, you have the first word to spell.
Yeah.
The word is maintenance, as in the process of preserving a condition or situation. Maintenance.
It is maintenance.
Spelling is fun!
I know that because my dad was a maintenance manager.
Oh, there we go. There it's go. Lisa's turn now.
Okay.
Lise. Your word.
This is going to be, you guys have stitched me up, haven't you?
Axolotl. It's an amphibious creature.
Yeah, I know what it is. I know what an axolotl
also
is.
Also known as the Mexican walking fish axolotl.
Okay, I'm going to say it has Greek origins.
You just need to spell
just
it. That's
spell
all.
It.
That's
okay.
The main thing is spelling
axolotl.
It.
Axolotl, shivers. A-X-E-L-O-T-L. Bugger!
Can I have a go?
Axolotol. Did she get that one? There we go.
O-L?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah
it should be pronounced like axolotl.
All right. Sarah.
Yes.
This one, bit of a tricky one.
Okay.
Hopefully it doesn't stumble. Wednesday, a day of the week. Wednesday.
Guys, why are you giving me an easy
Wednesday. Wednesday.
Spelling is fun.
Well done.
You know what, Taylor? Spelling is fun.
This is a stitch up.
All right, here we go. Spelling is fun. Lise, what do you mean? Spelling is fun. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, make it fun.
No,
Lise,
you know
don't
get angry. You guys, Lise losing.
Oh, wow.
Does Taylor have that in her
Where's
song?
Where's the calming blanket, Scott? Where is the calming blanket?
The calming blanket.
Get it onto her. Throw it on her.
This one's actually easy.
Oh, whatever.
This one's a geographical one. Czechoslovakia.
Oh, whatever.
A former European
You guys
country.
Suck.
Czechoslovakia.
Why? Okay, how does Sarah have Wednesday that you learn how to spell in bloody grade two with?
Please, walk in your own lane. Stop focusing on Sarah. This is about you.
Czechoslovakia?
That's the one.
Hmm. I'm going to say Czechoslovakia.
Spelling is fun!
Wow!
Wow!
Suck it.
Oh, wow.
That's the spirit of which she said. You know what? She was like, I always felt so embarrassed when I was the last kid standing at the kitchen. You probably turned around to them and was like, suck it!
Wow. Well done, Liz. Liz wins the spelling bee.
Do I?
That's fine. Well done, mate.
Is that the end of that?
Very proud of you. Yeah, Liz wins. That's not what we expected nor wanted.
Hang on. How does Liz win? I got three right.
Because we made the words harder for her. So we might as well just admit that yours were pretty elementary.
Reigning champ since 1988.
It's those two girls.
Liz, you are the proud owner of a dog named Minnie.
She's our show dog, isn't she?
So, yeah, you do have our mascot. So I feel you are the person to best answer this question.
Okay.
Over the weekend, a gelato flavour was released that you can share with your dog. It is a pup-friendly flavour that's called Pawsome Peanut Butter. It's the first pup-friendly gelato from the wizards at Gelatissimo, I think.
Yeah.
And they've used science to make sure it's edible for both canines and humans.
Minnie eats anything. Do I need science to tell me what? I mean, I know that chocolate is deadly for dogs. There are certain things, but ice cream?
Yeah, how do you feel about that? Like,
portion?
Would you have a lick and then give it to Minnie to have a lick?
No, because I see what Minnie licks and I'm not licking anything following what she's licked, let me tell you.
So, yeah, it's an icy treat made with peanuts and some soy.
Okay,
so, obviously, if you've got a peanut allergy, don't eat it. It's
so, talk me through it. Is it served in one cone to be shared between dog and owner, or do you get two separate cups?
I think that's for your own personal pet ownership discretion.
This just reminds me of something about Mary with, what's her name, Magda, the crazy neighbour. Who shares everything with her dog.
Yes. I mean, I've seen people do that with pets where they give them ice cream and then they eat it themselves and I just want to hurl.
It's not necessary. No, it's something that I wouldn't do. Also, how much does this stuff cost?
Oh, I don't know.
Is the big question.
I mean, I suppose the benefit of it is that it doesn't have a paddle pop stick in the middle of it. Because
I'm never going to live this down.
No, you're not. If you recall, Scotty was there at the moment when we were having a team gathering at Lise's place. And Liz gave Minnie a paddle pop ice cream and her giant Great Dane tongue came out like a lizard and curled around the entire thing and pulled it back into her mouth and then the paddle pop was gone.
She was only meant to have a little bite of the ice cream, the stick.
Thank God the bowels of a Great Dane are huge and that paddle pop passed through her system. But what that did bring us was a real collective moment of solidarity as a team, watching Lise with her fist down a Great Dane's throat, saying, Minnie, spit it out! Spit it out! Oh, God. And Minnie, for the rest of the night, was like...
And when the real highlight was when Lisa's youngest son, Max, came outside and we explained to him what had occurred. And he said, why isn't she dead?
That's right. Oh, my God. He's so, like, dry.
So maybe we actually should be looking into this Pawsome gelato for Minnie's sake.
Minnie doesn't need any more treats in her life. She lives basically in the Taj Mahal as it is. Like, she does not need any more. She lives better than I do, Sarah. She doesn't need bloody gelato.
And that's the hardcore kind of parenting and pet ownership that we've come to know and love about Lise.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Something is happening to my husband, Dane, at the moment. He is stretching, okay? Like, so he's going to the gym and then he is stretching, but he's not stretching like normal people stretch, Sarah. I'm talking, he is spending, I would say, 90 minutes to 2 hours a day, conservatively, stretching.
It's too much. It's too much. It's I say that as much. A woman who has been there with a husband who is currently in physio rehabilitation from the damage he has done
from overstretching.
Now, my theory is it's men who were athletic in their youth who have some basic kind of physio knowledge from their years playing sport where they just think they have to stretch and strengthen.
Okay.
And it ends up, you end up like making your muscles like a rubber band that can't ping back. He's got to stop. He's bought a ball.
Wow. He's bought what are they? Like those massage balls?
Yeah,
it looks like a torture implement.
Yep. And has he got a roller?
No, he doesn't have a roller, but he went down to the shed, cut a piece of cord, like rope, and he uses that like behind his neck, over his ears. And he pulls on his like, what's this part of your, what's this?
Cranium.
Yeah, your cranium.
Okay, that's not a normal stretch.
What is
not
that?
Normal. That is never... not a stretch. Nobody. And then he's
is
like,
is he trying to make his head like Shrek's? Because I can't see how that stretch would be.
He's making it up as he goes along. He's also banana boating now. So
is that sunscreen related?
What?
Whenever I walk into the bloody lounge room, he's like rocking like a banana.
Oh, you've got to stop
it's
him.
Too
you've
much.
Got to stop him. I've been married to Wills for 10 years and I've seen him twist himself into all kinds of human shapes. He's like a Parker pretzel and he's finally stopped.
I mean, I can't touch my toes, but whatever.
Stretching.
Stop stretching.
No. Also, it makes us on the couch just feel bad.
Maybe it's that.
Do you think it is?
I feel inadequate around him.
Do you need to go down to the shed and get some cord and wrap it around your ears and try and get
Perhaps
in on a bit
I
of that
do.
Action?
Perhaps I do.
Banana boating? Good grief.
Banana boat. Banana boat.
It's Buddy Plus.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Now, I know they made a gelato for dogs, but could you imagine if it was the reverse? It was like cat biscuits for humans. Because sometimes I think cat biscuits smell really nice. I have said that before.
Yeah, you have.
Like Jats crackers. Jack, Jats, Catters. That's what I would mark.
Goodbye.
It's a good one, isn't it? He's thinking about it.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.